Yo, 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 and welcome back to Creeps and Crimes
Podcast.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Morgan. Happy Thursday and happy episode 180. 80.
What?
Cute.
Damn.
Cute. 180. Okay. That's super fun.
180.
So you kind of only gave them a little sneak peek last week of your show. So can you tell them more about it?
Oh my God.
Didn't
yes.
want you to forget.
Let me tell you about my show. It's not mine, first off. I was featured.
She produced it.
I was featured on a film by ABC News Studios or a docu-series that's on Hulu. It's called Death in the Dorms 2. It's the second season. And I'm on episode 3 covering the Marlon Barnes, Tim Wanika Lumpkins case, which I've covered on Patreon and I've covered on TikTok. And I need to cover on here for you guys so you can publicly have it. And then
good idea. We should drop
we
that
should
one
do that.
One of these weeks.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to redo it. Now that I know a lot more now. I can't do that old one.
Yeah, but we could
jazz it up a bit.
Yeah.
Edit it a bit. I mean, it was a long time ago that I covered that case.
Mm-hmm.
My hair was short.
That is a good back pocket.
Mm-hmm. That is.
Okay,
that's a good one to have. We needed that. Especially with St. Patrick's Day next week.
Oh, shit.
181 is going to be St. Patty's.
Got our sweaters on the ground right
there. Yeah, looking at it. If you were on my live today, on my personal, because for some reason, out of nowhere, it's not letting us go live again.
No, that's crazy.
It's really weird, but I think it was maybe having to do with that crash today that Meta had.
Maybe. Let's hope.
Let's pray.
We need to figure out also studio setup. We have to have a table.
Yeah, we have to have a table.
We can't be sitting and relaxing.
We have to have a table.
Quit distracting. Finish your
show. Oh, yes.
Because I have a surprise for Taylor.
Okay, so my show, it is so good. I was so nervous about it. That's why I didn't tell any of you guys about it. I went back in August, late July, early August to film that. I was by myself in this like house with like a team of like 20 people, like mics and everything and cameras and lights and all that shit. Y'all know I was nervous shitting my pants, but it turned out so good. I thought I was so nervous about what I was gonna look and sound like, but after I watch it, I'm so proud of it. It is such an amazing.
I'm so proud of you.
Like, thank you. It's such an. They
what
did
I
such
am really
job.
Sad about though is that there was no.
Oh my hero shots. There was one. There's one,
there's
but
only,
I'm sitting
but it,
down
it, at the counter.
Thank God,
I saw that one.
That's the one I wanted. The
no,
ones
I
outside.
I wanted her standing up like this.
Yeah, that's the ones outside that looked like it. Anyways, it was so good. Like, it was really so good. I'm really proud of it. I want you guys to go watch it, please. It's on Hulu. And if you don't have a Hulu membership, you can get your little free trial and go watch me.
Yeah. Check it out.
Check it out, babes.
It's our girl.
I did have someone on my live today say that they couldn't find season 2.
Oh.
But I think you have to type in Death in the Dorms 2. Like with the number 2. But
I think mine had season 1 and 2.
I think mine did too. But maybe theirs just looks a little different. I have no idea where they were coming from. They could be like out of the country.
Right. True.
And I don't even know if it's out internationally. But yeah, that's my thing. That's my bit.
Yeah. Also, recap, if you're not on Patreon, Pipe and Hot Goss.
Oh, yes.
I had my bridal shower this weekend. It was gorgeous. It was fun. Thank you.
I was a Pittsburgh girly for the weekend.
Taylor was a Pittsburgh girly. She met all of my girlfriends
I
and some of our listeners.
Everyone. We had so much fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, we did. It was so much
I just
fun.
Felt
Morgan
so
looked fucking great. Everyone talked about her pearl pants because they were just iconic.
The whole morning I was like, I hate pants.
Dude.
I wish I had a dress.
Literally.
I hate this outfit.
The whole day.
This is stupid.
This went on.
I hate it. Cancel the shower.
The whole time I'm like, you look fine. You look fine. Shut up. Morgan, come on. Let's go. In the bathroom with her. Nope. Come on. We lost the ring pinky finger.
I'm getting dressed out of all nails on your hand for a bridal shower. What's the last nail you want to fucking lose and break off and lose? Your ring finger. I had 9 nails on my finger and the one missing was my freaking ring finger.
That did happen.
And that was fake.
I scoured the entire, I ran my hands all over Morgan's ass and body.
I looked everywhere too.
Couldn't
it was
find
nowhere
it.
To be found.
And they were vacuuming as we were looking. So I was like, yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, they
we'll never
fight,
see that
so.
Again. We'll never see that again. Okay, Morgan, what do you have?
Okay, so I have a surprise for Taylor and
I'm scared.
For like, you know, all day. So let me just show you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, guys. First off, she walks into my house and she's got something in her purse and she walks behind me and is like, I gotta go in here. And now she has it wrapped up in my shirt.
Okay.
Okay. Tell
so me. I picked up on my way here today candied grapes.
What?
So that we can taste test them.
Shut up. She walked behind me and put it in the freezer. And so I did not know what was going on.
So this is all that she had today.
I was wondering why the fuck you were on that side of town on your way to me.
Well, the road was close.
Okay. Yeah. I knew that
I had to go
close.
That way anyway. And so, I was like, damn, this
is
like, real
why
close.
Are you on this road? That's what all I could keep thinking. I was like, yeah. I've never taken that road a day in my life.
I was worried you were going to track me, but I was nervous.
Well, I had no idea where the fuck you
okay,
were.
Okay. So these are from Taste Buds Knoxville. I asked her if it'd be okay to shout out.
Oh,
and
my
she
God.
Was ecstatic. So this is from, it's called Taste Buds. She doesn't have a website or anything. It's like a Facebook group. So if you're local in Knoxville, Taste Buds.
My mouth
Bud.
Is watering.
This is watermelon and fruit punch. I don't know.
So they're Jolly Ranchers?
Jolly Rancher watermelon and fruit punch covered grapes. And so they melt quick, she said. That's why I put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
So they already feel a little sticky.
Okay.
So I'm going to do, and then this on top, I believe is like crushed nerds. Okay.
Okay,
I'm
which one should I do?
I'm going to do this
You do
one.
That covered one.
But
I'll
I'm
do
I'm worried that
one.
It's going to be real solid.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Like it's going to break our teeth.
Maybe. Okay. Don't break your tooth. All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Try another one.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I know I'm smacking. Mm-mm.
Try it covered.
That's covered in... Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you try plain one yet?
No.
Do it. It's so good. I do.
No.
No.
I need 10 more packs.
Is she still open? Wait.
She makes certain flavors a day and it's just like first come, first serve. Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I need another one.
And it's so close to us.
I want one of these.
She's literally located in between our houses.
This is bad. We're in trouble.
I'm obsessed. I've been really, really, truly wanted to eat these all in the car right here. But mm-hmm. I forced myself not to try a single one because I was like, she would kill me.
I was literally just thinking, I cannot believe you made it to my house.
I know.
Morgan, this was the best surprise in the world. What else does she have?
Pineapples. She has booze-infused candy
pineapples?
Grapes. Candy pineapples. She has, like, Airhead, Sour Patch. She had one that was,
Did you just, like, walk in? Is it a store that you have to order?
She sells out of her house.
Okay.
And she had booze-infused grapes, candied grapes. Like, they had little shots, like, going into them.
I wonder if she's going to do any for St. Patty's Day.
We should ask for a special order.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Girl? Girlfriend?
Yeah. Melissa?
What's the name of
Melissa.
It again?
Melissa. It's called Taste Buds.
Taste Buds by Melissa? Knoxville.
I found her on TikTok and
Go
then it
right
was
now.
Like you can only buy off of Facebook.
Yeah.
And so I just saw she was like, I have two left today. And I was like, can I pick this up right now? And she was like, sure. $10.
Melissa, you need to charge more for this.
Melissa,
this
at least
gold.
15, baby.
No, $100 I would pay for this. I would pay.
I need another, but I need to set it down.
Sit it down. You want me to hold it for you?
No.
Okay.
All right, last one.
No, that is so good.
So I'm trying to...
Wait, what about the darker one? Eat the darker one. Oh, wait, no. You
well,
want
one's
the
fruit punch, one's watermelon. I don't really know which is which.
Hold on, let me see the colors. We don't have any light in here. Oh, my God. Morgan, this is the best... Let me shut it.
Yeah.
This is the best thing in the whole wide world. Thank you for going and getting this. This was stunning and surprising.
Sorry I'm munching into this, guys. They're so good.
No, those are so good. Wait, we're going to have to put this clip on TikTok of us TikTok on Reels. Because
yeah, well, I found her on TikTok and yeah. then I went.
We'll do it on TikTok too because it was so fucking delicious.
I wish I would have taken a fucking picture before.
I wish we had 92,000 more.
They're so good.
I want eight. I want eight.
Well,
cooler.
I was just expecting them to just like.
Yeah, to like
I wasn't
like
expecting
crunch.
It to be like, like
we need to go put it back
wasn't
up.
Even mush. You're right.
We need to go put it back up. Okay, pause. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I just heard a cat.
I did too.
Okay, who was that? What's their local?
It's Taste Buds, and it's by Melissa.
Yes.
And I lied. It's not Nerds on Top. That was Crushed Jolly Ranchers.
Crushed Jolly Ranchers. So delicious.
We're gonna try to get a special order for St. Patty's.
Yeah, we just texted her because we're like, we need that right now. We're gonna need that.
We need that. It was so good.
It was so delicious. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Okay, now I don't really want to keep you guys for too long. I mean, we already talked about your. We're just flying through things today.
I know.
What are you the CEO of this week?
I'm the CEO of. Bride things.
Yeah, really. Bridal things. Bride things.
Chat and shit.
Chat and shit, literally. I'm the CEO of I'm being down bad, I guess. I don't know. being mental this week.
CEO of Talking Fast.
Yeah, CEO of Talking Fast. I'm just...
I like it.
Flying through. No one's going to be able to understand me. They're going to have to like slow me down. They normally speed us up. They're going to have to slow us down.
I don't know how they listen to us speed
like,
up. Like,
who was it? Was it Seth? That was like, I normally listen on like
1.5.
And I'm like, I couldn't imagine.
Also, shout out Seth because he was like, I mean, guys, come on. If they only need 10,000 more, yeah. Like if all of us just did 50,
then they would have 10,000. Like, he Seth, did the math and broke it down. We were
say
like,
say less. We love you.
Absolutely love you. Thank you. But yeah, you guys know to leave us a review. You could leave us a review on Apple or you can give us a rating on Spotify. But I highly recommend that you do that. You can also do it through Facebook if you're feeling fucking crazy.
If you're feeling crazy. I didn't know Facebook had reviews.
Yeah, we have a lot of good reviews on Facebook.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And then we're also doing a creepy account today, which you know by the title. And you're probably like, didn't we not just do a fucking creepy account?
Mind your fucking business.
We're so out of whack. Like, yeah. Our recordings are completely out of whack right now, but we're fixing it right now. Patreon got fixed today. This one's getting fixed today. Once this happens and once St. Patty's Day is over, yeah. Then we kind of get back on a regular routine.
And what had happened, which is what we told Patreon, is that we had this whole thing mapped out so that two creepy accounts weren't back to back or like 1 week apart. But then I got that interview and then it just kind of threw a wrench in the plans because we needed that to go out. And then Taylor had an episode. So anyway, it got a little...
Because in order the creepy account for March was supposed to be this time. It was normal. But
and then we also had St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day is coming up. But before that, February is supposed to have the creepy account earlier than it is because I had to do my case. So why did we do that?
I don't know.
I don't know why we did that. Maybe we fucked up January. I don't know. We fucked up somewhere along the way. And here we are. But we won't chat your ear off anymore because we did see that one review. And it was still 4 stars. So we'll give it to you. But we've been talking.
It hurt our feelings.
It did hurt our feelings a little bit. But no, I get it. We have been abusing our powers.
Wait, so we kind of did low-key run a test, though. Was it the same amount of people that listened to the intro as the episode?
So the morning of, when I went in there and checked immediately, was the first thing I did. I probably checked at noon. It was like... 300 people less had listened to the intro.
Okay.
Only 300, which I was betting that, but there was only like by noon, the ratings hadn't even, those analytics would have been from like 3 a.m. when it first dropped. So I have no idea. I need to look now.
I'm so curious.
I'm so curious to see. In fact, as soon as we say let's get creepy, I'm going to have to go check.
Yeah. If you're driving, throw that shit on cruise control.
If you got a glass, pour that shit up.
And let's get creepy.
Okay, Morgan.
Okay, so this creepy account is a little like St. Patty's and Women's History Month-ish story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the theme is like Loch Lore woman.
Yeah, I just literally typed in like Irish, Ireland, luck, lucky, lore, fairies, fae, women.
Girls. So the first one we have is from Jess using she, her pronouns. And this was sent to us on April 26th of 2023. Hey, girlies. Love your podcast so much. I've been obsessed with it and I can't stop. It's kidding dangerous. Before I get into this, just want to add that I'm from Northern Ireland. And I know you guys like St. Patty's Day and Irish history and things like that. Please come up to Northern Ireland because it has some really cool and creepy places like the Dark Hedges and some castles.
Fine. We'll fucking be there.
Anyways, on with the story. It's not really creepy, just weird, and I'm not quite sure what to do. I have always been creeped out by my bathroom window, especially at night.
Ooh.
Ever since I was little, I would race to close the blinds and then I would feel safe. I always feel like someone is watching me through it, and I feel a sort of scary demon butterfly stabbing my stomach in fear.
Oh.
Recently, we have been renovating our bathroom, and my dad took off the blinds to paint. I can't help and feel exposed and scared as I sing One Direction while washing my face. I feel eyes watching as I reach for my toothbrush on the windowsill, and then for a split second, I see it. A face. Not a happy face, a menacing face. I gather a small cluster of courage and take a double look. It's gone. I don't know if it was my imagination or what, but it scared the shit. She didn't say shit. It scared the crap out of me. It would scare the shit out of me.
It scares the shit out of me, friend.
And then my sister walks in and everything's fine and I feel safe. She's the best. Though I can't explain the fear I feel when I try to take a shit at night. And my bedroom lights flicker sometimes. Very slightly, like someone darts past. I don't know. My house isn't old. My mom and dad built it 20 years ago. So I'm not really sure if it's haunted. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed my story. And if you have any advice, please feel free to share. Lots of love from Northern Ireland, Jess.
Okay. Just from Northern Ireland. I'm obsessed to have you here. I feel like we have a celebrity in the room with us. Thank Hi. You for coming.
We're a little bit of fangirls.
Fangirling. We're a little late, like a year.
Well,
sorry, babe.
Win some.
So, yeah, you know, I don't know. Because sometimes whenever I'm like so scared of something, I manifest something to come. So you might be putting energy into it.
Yeah.
And it might be coming from that. But you've always had this like fear of it. I wonder if that's more of like a past life thing for you.
Yeah. And also like I know what you mean by menacing face. Yeah. Like, I can picture it, but I know I can't what you're describe
seeing.
It.
I know exactly what you're seeing. Yeah. Your in fact, I knew exactly what it looked like when you said it because I've seen it.
Yeah.
And it was, I can't say which window it was because my little sister sleeps in that room now, but moving on.
Don't look out the window.
Literally. Lola. Jess, thanks so much for sitting in the sun. See you in Northern Ireland.
See you soon, babe.
See you soon, babe. The next story we have is from Alexis using she, her pronouns. And this was written in on January 19th, 2024. So at the beginning of this year. The title is Creeps and a Crime Story. What? Hello, you fabulous women. My name is Alexis, she, her pronouns. You can use my name if you'd like. I've been a listener since the end of season one.
What?
What? Alexis? What are you doing here? Oh my God. I'm sorry if my spelling and punctuation is all over the place. I'm at work and it's pretty slow today in the design center, so I'm finally taking some time to write in a few creepy accounts of mine, a crime, murder, that's in my family history, and one really weird, crazy, funny dream that I thought you'd get a kick out of. First creepy account and a little backstory. When I was 2 years old, I was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes. Thankfully, my parents knew exactly what was wrong with me since my dad's sister, Aunt Marie, was diabetic. She wasn't a very good diabetic, but back in the 80s, medicine was not like it is now. My aunt and I were both on pork insulin. The fast-acting insulin took 4 hours to kick in. Nowadays, it's something like 10 minutes. Anyways, something had happened to my aunt when I was in the sixth grade, and she passed away at 42 years old. Scary to think of that now that I mentioned, because I just turned 41 in July. So my mom, dad, and my two older brothers flew out from Chicago to Long Island, New York, for the funeral. Now, my family is a very traditional Italian family. My parents lived with my aunt, uncle, and their three kids all in one house for years. All of the bedrooms were taken, and no one wanted to sleep in my aunt and uncle's room. My uncle decided to stay in their summer home in Jersey because their home in Long Island was just too painful for him to stay in. My cousins were all legally adults at this time, plus my grandparents were still there. So it's not like he left a bunch of children alone to fend for themselves. Anyways, the first night we arrived, everyone chooses where they're going to sleep. The only room left was my aunt and uncle's room, and me, thinking I'm a little baddie, agreed to take the room. I had no issue taking a giant room all for myself. So I use their bathroom, get ready to lay down, and turn on the old school rabbit ear TV with the turn dial and all. I remember watching MASH for a while and then pushing the button in to turn it off and go to sleep. About 2 minutes later, the TV makes a soft click and turns back on. Then it starts spinning through static channels.
Oh my God.
I turned to the bedside lamp and thought, well, this is weird, and pushed the button back in. It turns back on. I unplugged it from the wall, thinking, well, it's a really old TV, but I'm also freaking out on the inside. So I say out loud, Aunt Marie, if this is you, can you please stop? You're starting to scare me. So I'm sitting up in bed, just staring straight forward to see if it turns back on. Now, in their room, they had one giant mirror all the way to the left on the closet door, and then the same mirror all the way to the right of it on the wall, and the same mirror to the right of that on the bathroom door. So a wall of mirrors. That is what I'm staring blankly into while waiting for this stupid old TV to turn back on. When I see my Aunt Marie in a peach chiffon, like flowing gown, walk from the left mirror to the middle mirror to the right mirror, when she stops, turns to face me, smiles, and continue walking where she disappears.
Okay, this is what I'm picturing. I know what chiffon is.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I'm picturing chevron.
No, I'm not chevron. Peach chevron.
Chevron on Aunt Marie.
Terrifying. Terrifying Aunt Marie.
That's scarier than the smile.
Take that. Wait,
The chevron.
Chevron off right now. Take that chevron off right now. So, okay, wait. Now, in the room, they had already said all that. She turns faces at me. Okay. Walking where she disappears. I didn't tell anyone what happened for years. I thought no one would believe me, but I know what I saw. I wasn't scared. I didn't get any creepy vibes. I actually thought it was kind of nice. It was a nice farewell. She was saying to me, since we had a deep connection with both of us being diabetic. She was beautiful, kind, funny, and so caring to everyone in her life. I still keep an old pit. My mouth is pouring saliva. I still keep an old picture of her up in my kitchen. Oh, that's a really sweet one.
That is sweet.
That's really sweet. I love that she was just like, hi, I'm here, queen.
Yeah.
In my chevron. Wait, not chevron. Chevron.
I just ate my mic. Hit my tooth.
Great. We're doing really good. My next creepy account is a bit more recent. I sold my house in Phoenix, Arizona and moved to Dallas, Texas to be closer to my brothers in November of 2017. My house had sold in 30 days when the average time of the market was 3 months. I had nowhere to live with my pity and my cat, so I bought my current home without seeing it in person, which I never recommend doing. The house was built in 1951 and only had one owner named Bessie and her husband Thomas. Flippers purchased the home in 2016, did a horrible flip, and then I bought it. It was good enough for just me, but now that my boyfriend and his two kids and his mom are living with us, there are so many issues that we've been having. Everything from finding out that half of the house's electric is connected to the workshop in the backyard's old bus fuse box.
What?
To the sewer line running to the city was totally shot and needed to be replaced completely, to no insulation in the attic, to finding out that they had swapped a huge water heater into a small 26-gallon water heater and shoving it into the corner of my attic. So even if I wanted a bigger one, which I do, I'd have to have all my plumbing relocated and so many more things. I hate this house, but it's home and it's cosmetically pretty. Literally.
Cosmetically.
What did I say?
Cosmetically.
Cosmetically. I'm sweating.
I'm assuming cosmetically.
Are you hot?
Yeah.
I'm like dripping sweat down my back right now. I hate this house, but it's home and it's cosmetically pretty. Since day one, I've had a creepy vibe in this house. It's weird how some rooms would have an old, almost musky smell, but then would go away a few minutes later. Or I'd see cats running across the room out of the corner of my eye, but my cat was always right next to me. For years in certain places, I would see a cat run or walk out of the corner of my eye. I have no idea why. So I just accepted the fact that I see cats that aren't there randomly throughout all my life. LOL. You know, I do too.
Yeah, you do.
I always, like, if I'm somewhere, the first thing I'll see is a cat out of the corner of my eye. Anyways, I moved into the house on November 21st, 2017. That's my little sister's birthday. And started a new job where I was treated like total shit. Then on February 14th, 2018, I found out that I had breast cancer. I did chemo all by myself since one of my brothers lives with his family 4 hours south in Dallas. And my other brother is married to the devil. Oh my God. and I hadn't made any friends that felt a significant connection with yet. I'm really sorry for you for that.
Yeah.
In August, I had my double mastectomy and my mom came out with her husband from Illinois to help take care of me. After surgery, I had to sleep upright in a recliner for 2 weeks. Towards the end of the 2 weeks, there I am, sleeping with a pillow shoved between my shoulder and my head, when all of a sudden I am woken up, feeling and hearing nails scratching right next to my face on the pillow. Not like one long scratch, but like they were taking their nails and repeatedly scratching right next to my face. I freaked out, looked down at my cat sleeping on the other side. Oh my God. If my cat was nowhere to be seen, I mean, if my cat was sitting right in front of me, I'm hearing that,
be freaking out.
I'd be shitting my pants. My dog was sleeping on his bed on the floor to the other side of me. Now I know what you're thinking. You've been medicated from surgery. It was just the drugs.
I'm not thinking that.
I had weaned myself off the pain pills and the muscle relaxers after a week, though. I had been off of them for at least 3 days at this point. I was 1,000% sober. A year and a half later, my boyfriend and his kids move in and the creep just amps up all the way. My theory is because they're African American and I don't think that Bessie and her Thomas are big fans of that. Well, Bessie and Thomas need to get the fuck over it because they're dead.
Get over it.
Clearly. Wow. My boyfriend has always been sensitive to spirits and has really never been comfortable in the house. Okay. He is constantly being woken up to someone pulling on his ankles at night. His pills that he leaves on his side of the bathroom are moved around. His exercise equipment that he just bought breaks while he's using it. He no longer works out alone in our home gym due to safety concerns. Either I'm there with him or his teenage son is with him. That's so smart. That is so smart. Especially if he's like benching. Nope.
Bessie and Thomas need to stop being fucking racist.
Our indoor cameras are always picking up motion when no one is there. Pictures falling off the walls, lights being unplugged. The dog and cat stare intently into nothing. I know I need to call Susan, LOL.
100%.
100%. I have started saging the house and using crystals, but I feel like we need to do it more often because it will quiet down for a few weeks and then start all over again. Just this morning, I went to the garage and unplugged some Christmas lights that I had plugged in last night, and it was already unplugged. I told Bessie and Thomas that they are no longer welcome here, and although this was their home, it is no longer, and they need to just move on. I just get ignored by them. So yeah, my house is haunted. Okay, kind of being cool for unplugging the Christmas lights, but everything else, like...
Yeah, like, chill.
Like, you're being fucking crazy, Bessie and Thomas. Chill out. So yeah, my house is haunted. It's really just annoying more than anything else. Exactly. We know it's not the kids. We've looked over hours and hours of the videos and never see the kids messing around with any of our things. They're super well behaved and wouldn't think of doing anything like that. So that's a creepy account. Now for the crime. I've been researching my family history for years now. Both sets of grandparents have been very private about the family history, so curiosity has gotten the best of me. While doing my research, I found out that my grandmother's cousin was murdered. I have attached the articles I found about it for y'all to look at, but I got to speak with my great aunt Janine, who is 86 and, quote, the keeper of my family stories. Trigger warning. This is the story that she told me. Columba and Louie were both from the Naples region of Italy. Oh yeah, I forgot you're Italian. We're both from the Naples region of Italy. They met in New York in 1911 and began casually dating. Columba married Luigi Delgado in 1912 when she was 26 because she was pregnant with their first daughter, Madeline, or Madeline. Louis was a coral importer, so he often went back and forth from New York to Italy when he eventually opened up his own prosperous jewelry store in Manhattan. Ooh. They had four more children when Louis's business was starting to fail. I was told that he was not a good man, and the news articles state that the neighbors say that he, quote, ruled with an iron fist. Columba decided to do what she needed to take care of her family and started sewing and doing alterations for a little bit of money here and there. Louis constantly blamed her for his failing business and accused her of having relations with other men. She did not tell him she started her sewing business on the side because it was saving his pride. One day, Louis flew off the handle and murdered her.
Oh my God.
He hit her with a hatchet and then proceeded to almost decapitate her with a razor. Their youngest son, Cairo, who was only 5, ran into the cellar to try and escape his father when Louis followed him down there to execute the same dark fate that he had done to his wife. After he murdered his wife, then his 5-year-old son, he tried to slit his own throat. About an hour later, their oldest daughter, Madeline, came home but couldn't get into the house. She saw her mother lying on the floor through the window, so she ran to the neighbors to break a window to get in. When she found her mother on the floor, the police were notified, but before they arrived, she found her father, who was still alive, on top of her little brother, Cairo, who was not.
My God.
Louis was taken to the hospital where he recovered, then transferred to prison to await trial. I was told that he was extremely grief-stricken. But come on, man. You didn't think before murdering your wife and your child? Anyway, apparently Louis Dunn lost his mind a long ago because there was a 44-page letter ranting about how his business was failing because of his wife and every reason why she was the one to blame, even though she was a stay-at-home mom. He had been trying to justify the intent to murder long before it happened. He waited in jail until the night before his trial when he decided to take the easy way out, and he hung himself by hanging the bedsheet from the top of the cell and tying a noose around his neck. He was a short man, only 5'3", because I did question this for a little bit, LOL. After the murders, the two children who were still underage, John and Molly, went to live with their oldest sister, Madeline, and eventually her husband. Madeline was married 2 years after the murders, and she had a son and daughter. Her husband passed away in 1954, her son passed away in 1982, and she lived until 1992. Their daughter is still alive. Their son, John, was in and out of prison and mental hospitals after the murders. He never married or had children and passed in 1989. Their son, Joseph, did marry, but it was brief. He moved to Georgia, where he spent the rest of his life working as a commercial artist, and he passed away in 1995. Their daughter, Amelia, or Molly, married a man when she was 25, but they had no children. She passed away in 2003. Okay, now on to the dream. Then I'm done. Okay, pause, because I want to talk about this since we talked about both after. Your ancestry.com looks fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's It's horrific. I'm really sorry that that happened. I mean, that's so tragic.
If one of my family
members
started telling me that about a I would be like, what?
What?
Jaw dropped.
That's like family annihilator. Like, yeah. he was about to family annihilate and just tried to take his own life. So just like almost to stop himself.
Yeah,
like,
I'm glad he lived.
Yeah, I'm glad that he lived enough to know that he was getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Really? Like, she's doing what she can to hide, to make money and
save face for you.
Fucking save face for you internally, inside the family and outside the family.
Yeah.
Like, you, how fucking dare you?
Yeah, I agree.
Wow, I'm so sorry. Okay, now on to the dream and then I'm done. When I was 20, I was quitting smoking cigarettes. So it was 2002. I had a one bedroom apartment by myself in Phoenix. So I had this crazy dream that I was in bed with this random guy, Colin, and he was Russell Brand's brother. And I was cheating on Russell Brand with his brother. This is such a great dream. There was this giant grassy ashtray on the bed. No, not grassy. Where did I get that? Glass. There was this giant glass ashtray on the bed that I had painted with all different colors of nail polish. Russell Brand walks into the bedroom with me and Colin and gets pissed off. We argue. I promise not to cheat on him with his brother. His brother all of a sudden is gone. The ashtray is now broken into a million pieces on the bed and I start eating the glass, which tasted like cigarettes.
What the fuck?
We both take some drugs and I can't remember which ones, but it was probably ecstasy and we were laughing and messing around, and I'm eating giant pieces of glass from this used broken ashtray like it's a bag of chips when all of a sudden I feel like there's stuff coming out of my throat like I'm going to throw up, and I start pulling used cigarette butts out of my mouth. I looked at Russell and said, "Were you feeding me cigarette butts while we were on drugs?" And he starts laughing. I got up and I ran to the bathroom. I went over to this itty bitty yellow sink, looked down into it when I realized it was a dream, and I told myself, "You need to remember the sink." So I started throwing up hundreds of cigarette butts when I shit myself in my dream, straight up shit myself in this dream. Russell comes in and he starts power spraying me with a hose that was connected to the shower, laughing hysterically at me doing this Irish jig.
What?
And I was like, "Dude, what the fuck?" And he said, "It's okay. It's funny." So I said, "Fuck it," shrugged my shoulders, and I started laughing while he's spraying me with this high-powered hose doing an Irish jig with him. I woke up and I called my best friend at like 3 o'clock in the morning to tell her everything so I wouldn't forget my dream, LOL. Weirdest dream ever. So those are just a few of my creepy accounts, my family crime, and a weird-ass dream that I had to tell you guys about, LOL. I have more, but I've been typing this email all morning and it feels way too long, but if you ever want more creepy stories, let me know. Yeah.
Holy
crap. Fucking shit.
Love hearing other people's dreams.
Alexis, okay, next month, April, I want it to be dreams.
Don't fail us, guys.
I want everyone's most whack-ass dream that you've ever had, and I'll tell you guys some whack-ass dreams that I've had.
Well, you know what's crazy, though, is that she was like, "I need to remember this sink."
Yeah, what's that sink gonna come? Did that sink
Has
ever come
back,
back in?
Or is it?
Have you seen it again yet? Or have you seen it in another dream? Have you seen it in real life, Alexis? What's going on?
I need to know more about the sink.
That's the craziest dream I've ever heard of in my life.
That is nuts.
That is nuts.
Sorry, I thought I saw something on the camera.
But I'm good to know that people have psychotic dreams like that. Like, I had one the other day that I was in this like gothic revival orphanage that's now turned into a hospital. And remember, you guys were staying in the corner as nurses, you, McKenna, and Arletta, and like four other people. And my parents are standing there looking at me, and I'm like having this baby, and you're not giving me my baby, and you're winking to me, and you're telling me like, "We need to go, we need to run out the door." And I'm like, "I'm not leaving my fucking baby."
I'm like, "Bye."
And literally Morgan's like, "Come on, Taylor, we got to go." And I'm like, "I just had a baby, Morgan.
Time to get up."
Yeah, and we're in a gothic revival abandoned orphanage hospital. What do you want from me? My parents
At
are being
McKenna
fucking weird
there.
In the corner. No, McKenna was being weird too. Y'all were all sitting there like you were undercover and like you weren't supposed to know me.
We were dressed up.
Yeah, like you were dressed up like old nurses.
That's
fucking
crazy.
Weird. Alexis, thank you for sending that in. I want every single other story.
That was so good.
That was crazy.
The next one we have is from Lucy, her, and it's part two of Creepy Stories from the UK. And
do you remember this?
Maybe
it was from
the
same time that she sent it in. And
May 25th, 2023.
We couldn't pronounce Surrey. We like went back and forth on
it
forever.
Oh, yeah. So it's Surrey, right?
Yeah, Surrey. Yeah.
Hey, Lucy here from Surrey in the UK. I am back again with more to my creepy stories. Today, I have a mixture of things. Firstly, I have attached a document for you about the railway killers. It is full of links I found that you might not be able to get in the US and my involvement / my granddad's involvement. So I got more stories of my Irish nan who used to curse people. I remember
this.
Story one. When my dad was a teen, he lived in between North Surrey and Hampshire due to moving around a lot for my granddad's job. It was reported my grandparents got into arguments about numerous things often, as any couple would. There was a day where my grandparents got into an argument, so my granddad locked himself in the upstairs bathroom. They continued the argument between the door. My nan said, "Fucking hell, you're not coming out of that bathroom." Imagine in an Irish accent.
Fucking hell.
I am meant to type fucking, not fucking.
Fucking.
They were simple now. They calmed down and my granddad tried to exit the bathroom, but he could not. He unlocked the door and attempted to leave and the door would not open. He was literally cursed into the bathroom. My granddad was stuck in there for around 2 hours, unable to get out even when kicking the door. So my granddad gets annoyed and my dad has to get a ladder to the upstairs bathroom window to let my granddad out. Moments later, once my granddad is out and free, my dad opens the bathroom door, no trouble, not even pushing. To this day, my granddad is convinced that my nan cursed him into that bathroom.
Yeah, she sure did.
Again with my grandma.
You know, is that really called curse words?
Maybe.
Putting curses on people every time we say fuck?
Fuck.
Feck.
So maybe. So my dad was telling me about how my nan used to think she would make herself invisible. This story again starts with an argument between my grandparents. My nan, who was 35 at the time, goes into her room to cool off. Later, my dad, who was 14 at the time, goes looking for her as he needs something. He looked everywhere, could not find her, so he got his sister and my granddad to look around the house and could not find my nan anywhere. This is a small, semi-detached house in North Surrey. The family looks for my nan for 2 hours. My granddad was 95% sure that she had not left the house nor the garden. 2 hours later, my nan appears on the stairs of the house laughing. All she said was she was watching my dad and granddad looking for her and that she made herself invisible. It is so annoying that all these stories are only coming up after my nan's passing. I know she's still there. I keep seeing her at work outside while I'm having a vape. I can see the little Robin telling me to get that elf bar out of my mouth right fucking now. Little update on wardrobe, man. So my wardrobe is a built-in wardrobe, basically a closet for you American folk.
I remember this.
I was showing the podcast from last month's accounts to my boyfriend and we were chatting about it. I mentioned I had seen Wardrobe Man recently while my boyfriend was in my bed. He was like, okay, Lucy, bit psycho. But anyway, I asked him if he had seen Wardrobe Man. The cute arse motherfucker was like, no, I am only ever looking at you. Okay.
Okay, fucking charmer.
Okay, boyfriend cute, but like also I think your grandmother just
shut the feck up.
I'm thinking, shut the fuck up. You need to meet Wardrobe Man and stop looking at my tits. Anyway.
Literally.
Another little update on my care home. The vacant room at the end of the care home in the last month has been filled. Filled by a lovely individual that we do not have much details about in terms of medical history. They have a tendency to say some strange stuff. For starters, they have an imaginary friend that she has been chatting with for years. And at the end of each day, they are one-on-one support. They like to chat to the friend and tell them how much of a good boy he has been. They will go, "Are you a good boy?" Cute, but questioning. Another thing that is kind of strange is they have trouble sleeping. Usually they flinch on close contact and it is quite a distinctive flinch. The individual keeps doing this with no contact and says very quietly, "Go away." Well, when supported to bed, staff will also find they get very fixated on a corner of the room that is really dark, constantly staring like something is there. Other than that, we've had no new experiences with the ghost at my job. Lastly, the story for another time will not be told since it remains an active investigation. Very pissed off, though, with the old popo. They are kind, trying not to give me updates on the investigation and rather my dad to protect my mental health. But I'm like, bitch, I am an adult. I'm perfectly capable. Anyway, I hope bits of this make a future creepy account. It sure did.
Sure did.
I will send more as I get more stories. Thank you, Lucy X.
Okay, wait. For May, I want it to be the stories for the other times.
Stories for the other times?
How everyone's like, I'll write that in story. If you want that story,
I'll write that in another time.
Yeah, like I want that to be May.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give you guys two options for April. What was the other one we said?
Dreams.
Dreams. Let's do dreams and updates.
Yeah.
Dreams and this was my story for another time.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, Lucy, I just love
Lucy,
you.
Lucy, I love when you write in, friend. I mean,
send me more, Lucy.
Fucking send us another something
in
the mail.
I hope you're still around.
Lucy, if you're not around, I'm going to really cry.
Oh, me too.
Because there's one person that was with us. I think about them every day. And I actually cried about them this morning.
And you haven't seen them in a while?
and I haven't seen her in a long time, and I keep going to look
on
her stuff.
Over us?
I think she is, which is fair. She We're listened annoying. To us when, you know, when she needs, when she wanted to, and that's fine. But
oh, I miss her.
I miss her a lot. Like, I was thinking about, I think about her probably once a day. Like, when I'm doing stuff, I'm like, oh, I wish, uh-huh. I think of Wendy when I see that.
Wendy.
You know who I have, who I saw for the first time in a long time?
Marty comment? Bass.
No, I haven't seen Marty Bass in a minute. But for the first time in a long time, I saw Laura from Dublin. Commenting,
oh,
and
yeah.
She said that your episode with the with Mark Spencer was brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Lucy.
It was fucking brilliant.
Fergin.
Fucking brilliant.
Beckin. Okay. Lucy, thanks so much for sending that in. Wait, is there anything that we need to comment on? Wardrobe guy.
Your boyfriend's hilarious. He's like,
your
baby,
boyfriend's hilarious.
I'm not looking at anyone but you.
But
my
you
little sexy
and those
mommy.
Little titties.
And your titties.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, okay, well, I would like you to see him. So.
Well, if you don't care to, you know, just kind of take a peek over there, I'll stand over there naked and let Wardrobe Man walk up behind me. Like,
I'll stand in front of Wardrobe Man with my tits out.
Yeah, I'll just stand, I'll just
behind.
Flash you. Is he behind me? You just got to know.
Tits out for Wardrobe Man.
Tits out for the Wardrobe Man. Merch.
Tits out, for Wardrobe Man. Tits out for Harambe.
Okay, yeah. Oh my God. Harambe.
R.I.P.
Next one we have is from Autumn using she, her pronouns. And the title is My Creepy Account from February 23rd, 2024. So recently. Hello, ladies. My name is Autumn and I am 27 female from Peru, Indiana. Longtime listener, new to Patreon. I know. Thanks so much for joining the OG Pick Me Cult.
Hi.
I know you guys were looking for fairy and fun accounts for St. Patty's Day right now. So I understand if this account doesn't fit the mold, but I feel like it's time to share my story. When I was 19, I moved out of my parents' house into my now home of 8 years. I know the previous owner. She sold me this house on a land contract until I had enough credit to apply for a mortgage. Since I know the owner, I know a lot about this house. Her father built it in 1934, so it was a new home. This home was covered in oak wood from floor to ceiling, and I'm not talking about cheap paneling or veneer or vinyl. I'm talking heavy wood planks. Fuck yeah, friend. Fuck yeah. He built the garage with the neighbors at the time, so we share a garage and the property line runs literally through the middle of it. Unheard of in 2024, lol. Anyways, when I moved into this house, I was dating my boyfriend at the time, who was the same age as me, and we went to high school together. Unfortunately, he had a bad past. Got hit by a semi, which, if you don't know what a semi is, it's a, like a tractor trailer 18-wheeler, mm-hmm. and had to have facial reconfiguration, and his leg that was hit was slowly dying as he was too scared from the trauma and a year in the hospital and therapy to try to do any more surgery.
Wow,
oh, that's awful.
That's traumatic.
His insurance dropped him, and he was trying to get on disability, so he had no job or insurance and no pain management, so he quickly fell into an addiction.
Why are they allowed to do that?
I don't know.
Well, it's because usually it's because you can no longer work.
Yeah.
And if you're not paying the insurance, they're like, OK, bye. But like,
that's not,
it's not.
How
right.
does that make sense?
The employer should be. It's fucked up.
Well, or you should just go on like insurance, like default by default, mm-hmm. since you can't. Like, we have
right.
policies like
right.
that.
Like,
but
I
they're
would,
just a
like
bitch
I would
and a
much
half.
Rather pay back pay a $150 yep. insurance bill a month versus a $300,000 hospital bill.
Exactly. And why is it only through your employer?
Right. Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Well, you can't have insurance unless you have like a corporate job. Like,
that's crazy.
It doesn't have to be corporate, but
I
you know what I mean?
Can get
like
insurance.
We could if we wanted to.
It's expensive as fuck.
Yeah, for like a small business to get it, it's like impossible.
Yeah.
And quickly fell into addiction. We moved into this house ready for a new life and excited for change, but it slowly sucked the life out of him more and more each day. I think the spirit I didn't know was there at the time was feeding off of his depression and his addiction. A couple of days after moving in, when I took my parents and brother on a walk through the house, my nephew, who was 5, refused to go into the walk-in closet upstairs. As he said, quote, "No, sissy, that's the dark room." No, sissy, get the fuck out. It's a dark room. You
sissy,
heard him.
Sissy, listen to him.
Sissy, 5-year-old, get him out.
You don't need to say it more than once.
Right. And we laughed and didn't think anything of it, but he refused to go in there. As we settled into this house for the next few months, we set up our bedroom downstairs and had no use to go upstairs, so we never went up there. We would hear noises, but would just pass it off as the house settling, etc. For Christmas that year, we were given a safe. I hunt, so I have firearms that we put in it, and his important social security paperwork, so we kept the safe upstairs. I have worked the third shift since I was about 18, so it's normal for me to do my normal house stuff on the weekends in the middle of the night between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. One night at around 3, I went up to get his paperwork so I could go over some stuff to turn in, and I started pressing the buttons on the safe, and I heard something sliding across the room behind me. I tried to pass it off and push the third number on the safe when a shoe goes sliding across the floor next to me, coming from the walk-in closet. Literally? No.
Literally, take it back.
Literally?
Because now I'll never be able to find the other shoe.
Call Susan.
Number one.
Literally. I know where the other shoe's at, and it's in hell.
Yeah.
It's with wherever it's this gone. Demon is. From the dark room. I was scared and ran downstairs and decided to deal with it in the morning. The next morning, I went upstairs and this box full of my shoes that I don't often wear that I had put in the walk-in closet was sitting on top of the shoe that had slid across the room, that had slid across the floor the night before into the middle of the bedroom. I put the shoe back in the box and then I put the box in a different location. I took everything out of the walk-in closet and closed the door and never talked about the experience.
Clearly, the dark room has a shoe fetish.
Yeah. Summer comes and my then boyfriend decided we should move our bedroom upstairs, so we do, and this is when I realize more things are happening. Waking up to this door that's being held closed by an eye hole type lock, just somehow being unlocked and creaking open. The light randomly turning on in the closet, which you could see from the crack under the door, and the TV turning off and on by itself. Nothing too intense. That's intense, friend. So winter comes and me and this boyfriend separate and he moves out and there's still some activity. I start dating someone new and I never told him of these stories, but he refused to stay overnight because he was scared of my upstairs. At first I thought this was strange, but after months I realized that he was actually terrified and just didn't want to be anywhere near my closet. So I moved my bedroom downstairs. He would stay, hear noises in the middle of the night, then leave. The longer my ex was out of the house, though, the less activity was happening. The house finally settled over a year since any activity, and I get home from work and I heard a noise upstairs. Ignoring it, my boyfriend looks at me and goes, "Have you been upstairs lately?" And I said, "No, it's been a while." He says, "Well, I think you should go check. It sounds like there's running water up there." So I go up there and the door is open and there is just water flooding in.
Oh my God.
My roof had been damaged in a windstorm, so there was water everywhere. I was able to save the floor, but half of the walls, ceiling, and roof had to be replaced. Still going on a year of no activity, I get my uncle who is a contractor to come and fix everything, and he got it completely redone in 3 days after planning on it to take 5 because, quote, whatever is living upstairs in your house did not like us working up there.
Oh, shit.
And now it's been 3 years since this happened, since the reconstruction and new roof and these people not in my home. My friend came to sage and pray over the house, showers, closet, and doorways, and I have no activity now. I think the man who built this house still lives upstairs in the bedroom he built, and he didn't want anyone moving in his bedroom. Room or putting their safe and shoes in, quote, his closet, lol. Not a scary story per se, but I thought it would be fun to share. Thanks so much for taking the time to read my story. Of course.
Yeah, the previous owner's got a fucking foot fetish or something.
Autumn, that is crazy. That's a lot happening, but you know what? You're right. I wonder if there was not feeding off of necessarily, but because of there being like your ex in there who was struggling a lot with depression and addiction, like that does create a space
and for it to come back up in the time of construction.
Yeah, it's a haunting.
Yeah,
it's, you've had all this time with no activity, mm-hmm. and he's like, don't redo this.
Yeah, he's like, I built this, but you know, the bare hands,
the activity that you heard going upstairs. Like, what if he was like, this roof is damaged, it's gonna ruin the walls, oh my god, someone come up here. So he's up there just wreaking havoc
so much.
Yeah, literally up there like banging on the walls, making crazy noises, and you and your boyfriend are like, we're not fucking going up there.
Yeah.
And he's scared to death. Do what you need to do. Meanwhile,
but he's like, my house.
He's like, it's literally flooding. Please, please come up here and check it.
Oh, man. Thank you for sharing that.
Thanks so much, Autumn.
The next one we have is from Sam, she, her pronouns, and it's titled Creepy Account from October 18th, 2023. Hi, 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 ladies.
Hi.
My name is Sam from Saskatchewan,
Canada.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Okay, my name is Sam from Saskatchewan, Canada, LOL, and I'm a single mom to a four-year-old queen. I have always been a crime junkie, peep the pun, but have gotten into the creepy so much more since listening to your pod. You gals are so real and relatable, and I love the banter. P.S. Taylor, I was the one on the IG Live that told you my ex shit on their car. I wish I was lying. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. What the fuck?
The fuck?
What the fuck?
Anyways, back in high school, senior year, a group of like 20 kids went to Europe for like 10 days. The big focus was Spain and Portugal, so close enough to being like Lizzie McGuire, right?
Right.
Well, we were in the shopping plaza in Portugal and we got to all split up with a set time and location to meet back up at. The boys checked an athletic wear store, then hit a pub, stupid tourists, and us girls went to burn holes in our wallets.
Yep.
We're in the store that is probably equivalent to Forever 21 target audience at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up and I see this guy. I don't remember his face, but I remember the trench coat and his arms by his side, a big black hat and moving slowly. Tell me this doesn't sound like Slenderman.
That's what I was saying, Kane.
So I thought this guy was creepy looking, but noticed a girl I assumed could be his daughter. So I'm like, okay, well, that checks out. You know, we are in a different country.
Exactly.
Well, that girl left the store. And he's still there. I mentioned it to a couple of my girlfriends when we were walking to the next store, and it was just that, did you see that weird guy in the store? Nothing ominous.
Right.
About 5 to 10 minutes later, we are at a store at the other end of this plaza, and I mean, it was a jaunt. I turn around and I see the exact same guy.
Oh, shit.
This time, the only other people in the store was us girls and the worker. I don't remember if I said anything to my friends, but we started purposely walking in strange patterns around the store to see if he followed. Of course he did, but he kept his distance and trailed. The store was pretty small, so we still somehow chalked it up to a coincidence. Most of our girlfriends went out of the store, but me and my friend T. This man continued hovering, and her and I started to get really uncomfortable. We both started going in different directions in the store, and unfortunately, I went to the back of the store not realizing that I was boxing myself in.
Oh, shit.
I ended up in a corner, and when I turned around, he was directly in front of me.
Oh, my God.
I could smell the cigarettes off him. I bolted so fast. There was probably smoke from my feet. I absolutely sprinted to catch up with my girlfriends and T, and we ran across the street to where our male classmates were eating, hanging out. Being spring in Portugal, the entire front wall was essentially one of those accordion doors, so it was wide open.
Right.
The guys, of course, thought this was blown out of proportion until we looked up and saw this man walking directly towards us. Our friends put us closer to the back end of the table to create a buffer. The creepy guy didn't approach, but for the next 20 minutes, he paced back and forth right in front of us.
The fuck?
After that, we saw him walk into the last store we were in and minutes later follow a single young female out. Immediately, he was swarmed by cops, security, and arrested. Apparently, this guy in full trench was a serial kidnapper and assumed predator. Thank God my parents raised me on unsolved mysteries in the first 48, or else we might not have been so lucky. Anyways, thanks for reading this long, rambling story. I have so many more.
Sam. Okay.
Whoa. Terrifying.
Your intuition, you knew. You knew.
From the second you first
saw
him.
You knew from the second that you saw him that something's not right. Something's not sitting right with me. He's wrong.
Well, and I also like, here's my thing. Like, I'm not trying to like teach kidnappers how to kidnap, but like, why do you have to wear that?
Why do you have to be such a fucking creep? Like
the hat and the trench coat. Come on.
You know what, though? He's one. There's so many that just look normal, like fucking true. BTK.
I know.
At church with you in a fucking suit and tie.
But like, you're going to like just stalk these girls around in a fucking trench coat?
Well, that's what's scary about this dude is that he's doing it so openly. And he's creepily doing it openly.
That's why it's so scary.
That's what's sickening about it. Like, you're not even trying to hide it. Like, you are that. I mean, he's swarmed by police. Guys, they were going to move in on him if he would have been trailing too close to you when y'all were walking out.
Yeah.
Or someone called the cops on him and recognized him locally when he was sitting there pacing, watching you guys. You kind of like were bait for police to come in and get him.
Yeah, and thank God the boys were so close
to you. Thank God.
I know they're just, you know.
I'm so glad that the second they realized that you were not safe, they were like, get behind us. Yeah, like, buffer. Get on the other side.
That is so scary. I'm so glad you guys are okay. I'm so glad the other girl he followed out
That's
was okay.
That's what's scary too. Like, do you think that they're targeting Taurus? That this person was targeting Taurus? For sure. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying. I'm so glad that you're safe. That's crazy. That motherfucker.
I know. Creep.
Creep. The next one we have is from David using he, him pronouns.
Hey.
Hey, David. This is in the boys club. The boys club.
We love the boys.
Haunted childhood home creepy account sent out on December 15th, 2023. Hey, besties. My name is David, he, him, and I started listening to your podcast because of your episode with And That's Why We Drink. After that episode, I stopped everything and I binge all of your episodes, and now I cannot wait for Thursdays. I also got into Ladies and Tangents because of you. Best decision ever. Anyways, I need to stop trying to become your weird gay next door neighbor who wishes to be your best friend and get to the creepy accounts. No, you're our best friend. Hi, welcome, David. So glad to have you in the boys club.
Love you.
Seth, go ahead and set up the welcome party.
Seth is just like,
Seth's the president.
Fuck me. But he loves it. And we love you.
Oh my God.
We just have like created Seth all these job titles over the years. Like, you, he's like, I don't work for free, ladies.
No, we're literally like, Seth, welcome party, get it riled up. Seth, hey, we're coming.
I don't think we go a single episode without talking to Seth on mic.
And I don't know why that is. Like,
I just love him.
He was just like the first guy listener.
Seth is one of like three. I have three listeners that I'm friends with on Facebook.
Yeah.
And Seth is one.
Yeah. That weren't hometown people before. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right, David.
Sorry, David.
We love you now, too.
We love you, David. You're not a weird, creepy neighbor. You are our bestie. Love having you here. Seth's going to set up your formal induction to the boys club. Don't worry. I have several short stories, so feel free to skip any of them. We won't. Story number one. I grew up in a small town in Kansas in a house that I'm positive was haunted. A little backstory on the house. Before we moved in, the house was owned by a married couple with two kids. The couple was having problems in their marriage, and the wife moved out to stay with some friends. The house that the wife was staying in burned down that night and killed everyone inside.
Oh my God.
The rumor is that the husband went to the house enraged by his wife leaving and burnt it down, but it was never proven. Quickly after the incident, he and his two kids moved, putting the house on the market, and my family was the lucky buyer. I experienced several strange things while we lived in that house. Story number two. My twin, David, you're in the boys club and you're a twin?
Immediately
our best
friend. Hello.
My twin, let's call him Paul, and I were home alone watching Harry Potter in the basement. As we're sitting there, eyes fixed on the screen because those are some great movies and our parents didn't want us watching them.
Yes.
We both saw what seemed to be a shadow of a woman descending the stairs and walking into one of the rooms at the end of the hall. We both looked at each other and said, "Did you see that?" Instead of getting the F out of the basement like any sane person would do, we decided to finish the movie.
Well, yeah, because yeah, it's Harry Potter. You needed to know if Harry... Wait. How's it go?
Harry.
How's it go?
Wait.
And you're free to check the king.
No! Ron, no!
What is it? He's going to sacrifice himself. You had to see if Harry was going, or if Ron was going to sacrifice himself.
For Harry. Duh.
I would have stayed too.
You want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not?
Harry, it's you that has to go on. I know it.
I know it.
Not me. Not Hermione. You want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not?
I love how they say that. Okay. Sorry.
You can't.
We told our mom after she got home, and she said to us that Harry Potter is of the devil and that we shouldn't have been watching it in the first place.
It's like classic. Half of my family, but my mother let us watch.
Classic. Story three. Paul and I had just watched The Sixth Sense. I mean, y'all are watching everything that you're not supposed to be watching.
All in the basement.
No, God. Paul and I had just watched The Sixth Sense, so we were already terrified. And my mom forced my older brother, let's call him Matthew, to have us sleep in his room since he was allowed to watch a scary movie.
No, he allowed them to watch it. Oh,
since he allowed us to watch the scary
Bad
movie.
Bad boy, Matthew.
You know what? Mom did the right thing.
That was me and Marley with Marshall. And really? And we always got punished.
Always got punished.
We never got punished, but...
That was the first night that I started sleepwalking. Paul and Matthew woke up to me standing at the entrance of the room, staring at them. They said I screamed, "There are two people following me!" Then I leaped into the bed like an Olympic pole vaulter, pulled all of the covers over them, and went to sleep. That same night, we awoke to things falling from the shelves and posters being ripped from the walls. Matthew got up and took a sword from under...
Matthew,
where the fuck did...
He's a knight in shining armor.
Oh my God, he's a samurai. Immediately. He's a shogun. Whips out a fucking sword from underneath his bed and cursed whatever entity existed. All of the commotion abruptly ceased. Side note, though, the sword freaked Paul and me out more than the ghost. Who has a sword under their bed that is so traumatic and unsafe? Also, what is a sword going to do to a ghost? Side note to the side note, Matthew was diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder and schizophrenia later on in life. There was a time that he thought that he was a dragon and an angel. So there might have been a lot of chaotic energy surrounding him. Okay, I understand now why he had the sword, and it makes a lot more sense.
But I'm not going to lie. I love that he was fighting the ghost with the sword.
I love that. That
is protecting you. He's being a good brother.
A big brother. He was like, you know what? I did let them watch that. I just witnessed my other little brother just fucking pole vault back into the bed after telling that two people are chasing him. Posters fall off the shelves. Everything's on the floor. And then
everyone stay calm.
Shing. Shing. Just out there with his... It would have been better if it was a fucking lightsaber.
What if he was meow. Like, what if he was like, Paul, it's you that has to go on. I know it.
I know
you want to stop that ghost from getting our brother or not.
And then Paul has to suit up with his wand. He's like,
he's on checkmate.
Checkmate.
Wrong. No. Wait. Oh no.
Okay. Okay, sorry, David. We always do this with fucking boy stories. We just talk throughout them.
We get so excited.
We just get so excited.
We're trying to impress you all.
We just want you to stay and keep coming back. Like, story number four. My twin and I have always been super connected mentally, and we could feel if each other's moods were off or if one of us was hurt. This is the type of shit I live for, David. However, I never saw the things that he did, and I still don't know if he just wanted to freak me out or if they were real. Paul was not diagnosed with schizophrenia, but did have significant depression and suicidal ideations. That may have opened him up more to the spiritual realm. He would often see figures that others around him couldn't. Two of these sightings freaked me out the most. The first happened while Paul was passing by the stairs to the basement of our home. He told me that a little girl stood at the bottom looking up at him. She kept on asking for her mother, and then she vanished. I didn't go into the basement for months after he told me this story. The second was when my dad decided to take Paul and me out to a pasture to explore some abandoned buildings. One of these buildings had collapsed entirely, and all that was left was the basement foundation. My dad had the intelligent idea of helping us down into the basement so we could look around.
Excuse me, sir.
Dad sounds like he's a fucking hoot and a half to have around.
Yeah.
As he let me go ahead, I landed safely on the bottom. Paul started freaking out, saying that a man was standing on the other side of the foundation. Let it be known that Paul was still safely at the top and had yet to be dropped down. So I'm all alone with this so-called man that I cannot see.
Oh, fuck no.
I started screaming for my dad to lift me out as Paul was saying that the man was making his way towards me. My dad didn't believe my twin, but lifted me out regardless. I still get shudders when people suggest going into abandoned buildings.
Yeah, that's fucking terrifying.
Paul probably did see something. I think your dad might have known that whatever Paul was seeing, because you know a dad would have been like, get your ass down there,
listen,
Paul.
Listen, if daddy is taking you to abandoned buildings and daddy's basement in his own house is haunted, daddy knows, daddy sees ghosts.
Daddy sees ghosts too.
Yeah.
Daddy sees ghosts. And he knew, he wouldn't have ripped you out unless he felt that Paul was seeing something for real. You know, like...
For sure.
Interesting. Story number five. Another one of my brothers, let's call him Andrew, was a high schooler at the time of this story. He was drifting off to sleep in our house's basement when he heard someone walking through his bedroom. Andrew at first thought it was our mom just coming to check on him, so he turned on the light to talk to her, but found that no one was there. He turned off the lights and started drifting off again when the footsteps and rustling started up again. He lay still as he felt the blanket moving and someone sitting at the edge of his bed. He then quickly turned on the lights again, but no one was there. He called his girlfriend and talked to her for the rest of the night until he could fall asleep again. Andrew, how did the fuck did you fall back asleep?
No, seriously.
I would never sleep again.
Crawl up the stairs.
Yeah, no. Story number six. Paul and I probably were around the age of 8 when this story took place. We had decided to be brave little boys and sleep in the basement with our older brothers. I slept in Andrew's room and Paul slept in Matthew's. During the night, I woke up to a dark figure walking into the room and stopping by my bed. The figure bent down and touched me on the lips as if to say, stay quiet.
Oh, fuck
that. I passed out after that and woke up to blisters all over my lip.
What if that's when we get cold sores?
Paul told me that he was sleeping that night and woke up to the hamster in Matthew's room going crazy. They suddenly became silent as a bright white figure walked into the room, stood there for a while, and then walked out. I don't know what those figures were, but I would rather have seen the bright white one. Weird, yeah. Side note with a trigger warning, those hamsters were later found decapitated with their hearts ripped out after we came back from a vacation.
What the fuck?
We blame the cats, but the cage was locked on a high table before we left. Our dad eventually had the pastor come out and pray over the home and tell all entities residing there that they were not welcome. My parents still live there, and to my knowledge, nothing else has happened. I always thought that the mother who died in the fire came back to the house to protect her children and got confused and thought that we were her children, and maybe the darker entity was the father's bad energy still lingering in the home. Also, a quick story that you can certainly leave out because this is already super long. I now live in a different small town in Kansas with my wonderful husband and three dogs. Aww. A few months back, we were fast asleep when all of a sudden my husband bolted up in the bed screaming and freaking out, which woke me up. I sat up and rubbed his back thinking that he was having a nightmare. Oh my God, you're so much better than me. Because I would like,
excuse me?
I would have been punching
What's
Logan.
Going on?
What? 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 Until I would not be rubbing anyone's back. Are you joking? Like, I'm beating the hell out of him for waking me up like that. Oh my God. A few months back, we were fast asleep and my husband freaking me out. I sat up and I rubbed his back. I sat there for a while as he got his breathing under control, and he softly said, quote, "They were whispering awful things about me and telling me how they were going to kill me." I asked him who, and he says, "I don't know."
Oh my God.
He then just went right back to sleep as if nothing had ever happened. This had never happened before and hasn't happened since, but you better believe I wasn't getting any sleep that night. The next day, our garage was infested with flies. Like hundreds of them. We opened the doors to the garage and most of them got out, but they returned the next day. This went on for about a week. It hadn't happened before and it hasn't happened since. I do believe in demons, and I kept thinking to myself, what if there was something demonic in our house that week? If it weren't for all the flies, I would have just said my husband had a horrible nightmare. But thinking about those flies keeps me awake at night. Thank you for reading this. I'm sorry that it was so long, and I hope that you like the stories. David, I love the stories.
Call
Susan.
Susan.
Right now.
I'm hoping you already have.
Were you listening to us at that point? Because if you were listening to Pee the Day.
When did that come out?
Like a minute ago. But they've been binging us since July. He's been binging us
July. When did he send us in? December, right?
December.
Of this past year.
Right.
Yeah.
So you might have binged it around that time, if this is around that. Or you're probably listening to other podcasts like And That's Why We Drink. I wonder what cases you could have possibly listened to, because it came and went.
Yeah, I would
call Susan, because there could be something still lingering and you want to get that cleared out completely.
Yeah.
Or if you know how to do it yourself, or you have someone that could come and do it in person.
Oh my God.
Well, David,
you've had some serious shit happen.
Here, friend. I mean, my God, that was a whirlwind.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for doing the stories the way that you did them.
I love that.
I knew the whole family layout. I knew that the basement is where we don't want to be, and that's where the older brother's rooms were.
I love the way it was structured. It was gorgeous.
Love that. 10 out of 10. You did a great job, David. Thanks so much. Welcome
you.
To the Boys Club officially.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
The next one we have is from Belle, using she, her pronouns, and it's titled My Creepy Sister Sleeping Walking.
Oh, God.
Sleepwalking, probably.
Sleepwalking.
February 27th of 2024. Hey, lovely ladies. I'm listening and emailing all the way from Brighton, England, although my stories don't happen there. Anyway, let's get into it. Growing up, it was a regular occurrence for my sister to sleepwalk. Trigger warning, I now believe it's related to abuse that she had suffered at the time. I've had lots of spooky experiences of me waking up to her standing over me, talking rubbish, or singing in the way that only creepy children would do. Think, la, 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 la.
Fuck. No, Belle. I don't ever want to hear that again.
La,
no,
la,
no, la, fuck out of here. La, Morgan, la. You're scaring them.
I'm scaring you.
Leave them alone.
I'm honestly surprised how she never got hurt with all of her sleepwalking antics. From her swinging on the banister, not sure what you call it in America, maybe a handrail, to her trying to open the sliding door on holiday to get out. If she'd succeeded, she would have walked right into the pool outside. Thank God she didn't.
Thank God.
Anyways, on to the worst sleepwalking event. I was probably about 14 at the time, and my sister would have been about 17. In my bedroom at the time, my bed was on the same wall as the door. In front of my bed, I had a chest of drawers that had a glossy finish, meaning I could see the reflection in it if anyone was in my doorway. I used to sleep with the door open and the landing light on, as I was scared of the dark, and I still am to this day. Sorry about that explanation, but it is relevant to the story. You know when you're half asleep and something happens, but you don't react to it, only to remember it when you wake up?
Right.
Well, I was half asleep when I woke up and noticed a dark figure standing in my doorway. I saw this through the reflection in the chest of drawers. Being half asleep, I didn't register it, and I went straight back to sleep. Fast forward to 5 minutes later, and the house alarm goes off. Cue me waiting on the landing as my dad scoops out the house, only to find that no one has tried to break in. We know this because the alarm system tells you when the alarm was triggered, where the alarm was triggered. Eerily, it was triggered at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh.
We then hear a loud bang coming from my sister's room, and we all run.
I'm sorry, I just played Platoon and Morgan. I had to stretch my foot at the same time that she moved hers, and I was like, it's inevitable at this moment.
We then hear a loud bang coming from my sister's room. We all run into her room to find that she's fallen out of bed. I then remember what I saw in my room. After we all talk about it, we come to the conclusion that my sister set the alarm off after she was seen standing in my doorway. I've accepted this explanation, but I can never understand how she was able to walk down the stairs, set the alarm off, run up the stairs, and get back in bed while sleepwalking, all before we all got woken up by the alarm.
Right.
What do you both think? If you want another creepy sister story, I have the perfect one for you. When I was about 17, me and my boyfriend at the time split up after I found out that he had cheated. Absolute scumbag. Anyways, I was heartbroken, as we often are, from what you think is your first love. I went to bed early that night after what felt like hours of crying. Cue creepy sister. The only thing I remember is waking up to her standing over me screaming.
No!
However, for a moment, I didn't register that it's my sister and start screaming back. After what feels like 5 solid minutes of us screaming at each other, my mom and dad run into my room. My sister then starts crying, and my dad takes her out of my room. I'm so confused, but so tired that it takes nothing for me to fall back to sleep.
Right.
In the morning, everything felt foggy, and I can't really remember what happened. Over breakfast, we talk about what had happened, and according to my sister, she heard me crying and came into my room to check on me. She tries waking me up, but I don't respond. After she keeps trying, apparently I turn to face her wide awake and start screaming, at which point she starts screaming back. However, I don't remember screaming first. I only remember screaming after she started screaming at me. Creepy, huh? You fill my work days with laughter and creepiness. Keep it up, Belle XXX.
Belle, I'm gonna fucking piss my pants.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm talking about. I want crazy dreams. I want crazy sleepwalking sisters, and I want stories for another time.
I was just like, ah.
She's just like coming to check on you, and she's like, honey, are you okay? And then you just face her and start screaming. Or even worse, you wake up to her screaming in your face.
Either way,
I don't know which one's worse.
That's funny.
Jesus Christ, that's hilarious.
Thank you, Belle. Also, did you notice that our UK listeners, they don't do XOXO, they do XXXXX?
Yeah, kiss, 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 kiss.
Kiss, 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 kiss.
Or is that a hug? I always thought that X's were hugs and that circles were kisses.
Wait, hugs. When you say XOXO, hugs, we would read kisses. It hugs and kisses.
So XO is a hug.
X is a hug.
Because I think hug, and then circle, kiss.
Yeah, hug, 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 hug.
Hug, hug, hug. What about a kiss?
Kisses, girlies.
We want kissies.
Girlies out in Europe, give us kissies.
Yeah, all of our UK girlies.
Smoochies.
Okay. And the last one was just sent in because I realized I forgot to put an eighth one from Jen. And it says, hey, ladies. Oh, I'm sorry. The title is Creepy Account. The time that my dad uncle wouldn't leave me alone for 9 months and military hauntings.
Oh, shit.
Hey, ladies. Hey. My name is Jen, she, her, and yes, you can use my name. I found you guys from your collab with Two Girls, One Ghost, and I broke your number one rule by starting the podcast from ep one. But listen,
Jen,
if you can't suffer through poor audio for good content, are you really a fan?
Okay, well,
Jen,
that's
fucking
true,
hell, but... you just totally stole my heart. Dude.
Usually,
wait, Jen, was
stop...
I talking to you today? Was I talking to you today? On
usually people
live?
Stop at 10 and they're like, this quality is shit.
This is the worst podcast I've ever listened to. I'm like, we fucking know. Okay.
We know.
My God. Okay. Are you really a fan? I also introduced our boy Poncho from a previous accounts app. Another boys club member.
Yes.
Seth, did you set that welcome party up yet?
Seth, what are you slacking?
Seth, what's going on?
Do you need a pay raise?
Do you need a pay raise? We'll make sure to get that one out to you. All right, let's get going. I'm going to start off with the story about my uncle. My uncle Bobby was my grandmother's older brother, and he passed away in September of 2014. It was pretty hard on us as he was such a fun guy. I've always been pretty sensitive to the other side, and even though somehow I shut myself off, I still see spirits when they want me to. Fast forward to around Easter of 2015. My sister and I were at my grandmother's house helping her bake Easter cookies. Now, I feel like I should mention my uncle lived and died in New Jersey, and we live in...
We lived and died where?
And we live in Tucson, Arizona. Anyway, I was in the middle of putting together one of the crosses on the cookie. It's a whole thing and it sounds weird, so I won't explain it. And I looked out of the kitchen window. I need you to explain it. And I looked out of the kitchen window. As I did, I got a flash of the back of my uncle's head. I know what you're thinking, Jen. How could you tell that it was him? And I'll tell you that this man had the most distinct ears. They were pretty big and poked out of the side of his head. All love, I promise. He was the cutest. Literally, that's how y'all are going to identify me. From behind. Me with my hair up and my big ears. That's going to be what's going to happen.
How about me introducing you to Aaron's cousin this weekend? And I'm like, this is Emma. And I'm standing over Lex.
And I'm like, that's not Emma.
Like, that's not Emma.
Yeah. That's not Emma.
Oh, sorry, Emma.
Oh, yeah. I got to meet Emma this weekend. Emma. Love you, Emma. I didn't say anything about it because Okay, all love, I promise, he was the cutest. I didn't say anything about it because the wound was still fresh and I didn't want to upset my grandma. The next time I saw him was a few months later. I don't exactly remember when, but I do know that it was in my house. Other than this, I have never had any paranormal experiences in my own house. I have to set the scene for this part. At the landing on my stairs, there is a mirror that I always check to make sure that I don't look like a rat. Literally,
fucking
me.
Little tattletale rat.
Little fucking little tattletale rat. Straight across from the bottom of the landing of the stairs, you can see into the dining room where a piece of furniture that belonged to my Nona, my great grandmother, sat. I saw a flash of my uncle standing next to it, facing me while holding his right hand on the furniture. I've noticed that when I see spirits, the faces tend to be blurred out. The best way that I can describe it is like watching TV and they has their face blurred out for privacy. But instead of it being all over the head, it's just a face. After that incident, things with Uncle Bobby went all quiet on the Western Front. Until that summer, when I went to go visit the other side, when I went to go visit that side of the family in New Jersey. After a grueling 3.5 hour drive, we arrived at my cousin, Uncle Bobby's daughter's house. I was getting settled in, hanging out with my favorite cousin who came to visit earlier that year. Her mom went outside to show off her newly done backyard to my mom, and when the back door slid open for everyone to come back inside, my uncle walked in first. My jaw on the floor. My mom comes over to check on me, seeing as she had noticed my insanely shocked expression, says, "Are you okay?" "He just walked in," I said. My mom knows I'm a little sensitive, but honestly, she doesn't really believe me. She gave me a super confused look back and said, "Who's there?" Of course, me being me, I gave her a look back and said, "What do you mean, who's here? You know exactly." Oh no, it's not letting me finish the message.
What?
It stops off there. Let me see if that's it. She gave me a super confused look back and said, who's here? Of course, me being me, I gave her a look back and I said, "What do you mean who's here? You know exactly who." And then it cuts off there, Jen.
Jen, I think you might have forgot something.
Jen, where's the military hauntings at?
Jen.
All I heard was all is quiet on the Western Front. You know what, Jen? This actually works out perfect for next month's theme, which is going to be
military haunted
dreams, yeah. And the stories that y'all never finished and you promised you'd come back and tell us. Because I'm on the edge of my seat, Jen. Jen, that actually worked out exactly. Perfectly to be the last one.
I agree.
You
I'm
know exactly
it.
Who. Oh.
End story. End
Done.
Scene.
End scene. Never to be
Jen
seen again.
Jen leaving us on our toes.
Jen literally dipped out. Oh my God, Jen.
Oh, I can't wait to get an email tomorrow. Sorry, guys, I didn't finish this. I ran out of time.
Literally.
She never would have expected us to read it today.
Read it as she sends it on the creepy account episode. Well, that's all Jen, we've got for you folks.
We're full of surprises. And Jen is going to be too. When she comes back either next month or the month after.
Yeah, so.
That's funny as fuck.
That's hilarious. Poncho, if you listen to this horse, let Jen know.
Poncho, let Jen know.
We're on the edge of our seats. Okay, that's amazing.
All right, yeah. Okay.
All right,
that
guys.
Was a good creepy count.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the rest.
Yeah. Oh, in general, a good creepy count.
Yeah, very, very good creepy account episode. Thank you guys so much, everyone that sent in your stories. If you would like to send in your story that and you haven't yet, or you have a story that you've told us that you'll come back and tell us, the time is now. Or if
the
you've had the most
is now.
Time is now. And if you had the most psychotic dream of your entire life, but let me tell you guys this: you've got like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You got 2 weeks. Seriously, because that's when it's going to be recorded. This is all of our pre-recordings for Jamaica and the wedding.
Yeah.
So send that in to creepsandcrimes.ca@gmail.com, or you can send it in through our website, which is www.creepsandcrimespodcast.com. It's so cute. We just recently redid it. If you need to call fucking Susan, which
please
is
do.
All of you, every single one that has texted
David
us,
especially you.
David, 100% you. David, for positive you. Send that in to, or no, you can reach out to her in a little.
It'll be down below.
Show notes, yeah.
It's going to be in the show notes.
In the description. But that's all we got for you folks. I hope this intro was short enough for you guys.
Love
that
you.
That don't enjoy it. But I understand, we were abusing.
We went a little crazy.
We did abuse our
No, I think one episode freedom. We were 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. 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 So, you know, we did take it a little too far, and we appreciate you nicely letting us know by giving us knocking us down to one star. Will you fix it since we fixed it?
Yeah, we fixed it for you, so fix it for us.
Fix it for us,
and
please,
don't
bestie.
Let us tell you guys.
Because your review is really fucking sweet, but you were right. We did abuse our rights. We did take it too far.
We did. Yeah.
21 minutes was too long. Okay.
Love you guys.
Bye. See you next week.
Jinx.
No, we're done. Get out of here. Wait, see you next week for St. Patty's Day.
Oh, part my four. God. All of you better, if you're playing that up, then you need to have a Jameson ginger lime in your hand.
In your hand. And we need to start drinking now. Now. Yesterday, we need to start drinking. Love you. Bye.
Bye.